So this year, it's an interesting situation that comes up. Purim falls out on Sunday, and Shushan Purim will be on Monday, which means Pesach is essentially on Shabbos. The usual rule when it comes out of when any Pesach falls out on Shabbos, the rule of thumb is that you push it forward. That's what the Gemara in Megillah writes on that page, the Mishnah that says, In other words, we don't push forward Tainios, if these days Tishabav, Shabbat, and Tammuz, if any of the fasts would fall out of Shabbos, we don't push them forward, we push them backward, we fast on Sunday. And therefore, one would expect what should the halacha be by Tainis Esther? Well, we expect to be fast on Sunday as well. Now, obviously, if you look in the Gemara, you're not going to find anything in the Gemara about Tainis Esther. Tainis Esther is not mentioned in the Gemara at all. It comes up a little later on. When do we fast? We actually were fasting this year on Thursday, correct? And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tainis, Parakei, Halacha, okay, exactly the did. V'nog who call Yisrael v'zmanim elu v'sanos v'yudgimu v'adar zecho taina shehita shehitanu v'yimei haman shenemra divrei hatsomo v'zakasam im chal yudgimu v'adar v'yos v'shabbos if it falls out on Shabbos magdimin v'metanim v'chamishi shu yiralim the 13th we push it forward not to Friday but even to Thursday we push it forward 2 days which is the 11th. אבל אחד מארבע, אחד מארבע ימי הצומו שחל להיות בשבת, דוח אינו סולח בשבת. It's one of the other four major tainios that we push it forward towards Sunday. And the question obviously becomes, why is Tainis Esther different? What's this about? Yeah.
Why did
Gemara mention it? I don't know if Gemara mentions it at all. Maybe they didn't fast in the time of the Gemara, maybe it was a minhag that came on later on. It's only mentioned in the Gaonim already, but not in the Gemara. It didn't come anywhere in the Gemara. In any event, the question is how you understand this halakha. So the Magid Mishnah on the spot points out, I think this is the most simple, basic, obvious pshat. Why are we not fasting on Sunday? Why not make the penance on Sunday?
Yeah.
It's what?
Yeah.
It's Yadal, it's Purim, that's exactly what the Magid Mishnah writes. It's a simple pshat with the Magid Mishnah writes over here in Hilchos Tainis Parakei Halacha Hei. He writes, Im chal yudal yud gimel ba'adar, gav ze poshet batam shiev shal achara ad yom. Aleph would be shul Purim. V'chein ein matanim b'erev Shabbos b'nei gavet Shabbos v'yav v'fi she'nipsik ha'halacha v'tayni shechol yot b'erev Shabbos matanim u'mashlan even though usually you would fast on Thursday on Friday if it falls on Friday kimo she'ez bar b'samach daf v'kishifo zmano ha'kavu alo b'erev Shabbos v'alko she'nidichem zmano ein kovin oso b'erev Shabbos v'im v'fresh b'shuv is gonim says the Magid Mishnah you don't make it on Sunday because Sunday is Purim. Reason you don't make it Friday because Friday is Erev Shabbos, and they cover Shabbos. And even though usually if the fast does fall out on a Friday, you would fast it, ain't a don't, once you're being Dochit Nidchel, once you push it up, maybe we'll push it up a little more. But if the Yom Kavua, we keep the Yom Kavua on Friday, we don't push it anymore. But if it'd be a different day, we wouldn't, if it'd be falling on Shabbos, we don't make it on Friday. And that's a simple pshat and we'll be shown. And the question is, can we develop some type of other? And the question is there anything else besides that? So the truth is, there's an element, I'm not sure who the first one who said it. I saw it printed up from Soloveitchik's name. Could be he's not the first one who said it, but he definitely developed a theory and publicized it. And sometimes these major Yisodos that are given the name of the Rav, and he usually has riots from the early run. The Rav's famous work about this. This is known as the Rav's famous work about Tainis Esther. But the truth is, it really takes precedence. Much earlier, I'd like to do is try to talk a little bit about the nature of Tainis Esther, understand what it's about, understand the nature of it, understand what's going on, and see if we can figure out, potentially, if there's anything else besides this Magid Mishnah. Again, there's nothing wrong with the Magid Mishnah, especially if there's anything else besides that. So there is the Hagos Maimonides, the beginning of Chatinus, in Oz Beis, in the Sukkah, as to whether or not Purim has the same severity, the same intensity, the same gravity, the same, halacha as the other Tainus. He wants to know, and maybe it's mamash a chova, and maybe it's not a chova, it's just something that we do. And the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch, in the Tuf Reish Ayin Vav, the Rama writes that Purim is the least severe, it's different from all the other tanios, it's fundamentally different from all the other tanios, and therefore, if you're really discomforted, or even moderately discomforted, you can, you know, end the fast, you know, break your fast. Similarly, there, you know, yeah. Similarly, many folks can have as well. I forget that Ramah has himself, and I think he does. That if a person is feeling sick, etc., etc., break your fast early, and you can read the Megillah even early in the middle of the afternoon, which is a surprising thing, but you can get it, if it's after Flaga Mincha, maybe even earlier on, potentially, the person is really not feeling well, we're much more mindful of that. And again, that may reflect the fact that the fast of Purim may be somehow different from the other ones. The question is, can we suggest such a pshat? Could one say such a mahalach like this? In other words, somehow is this fast different? Just one more potential point, which will used to develop where it comes from. The Gemara writes in the beginning of the second Megillah in Daf Beis Min Aleph, the Mishnah rather writes that Megillah Nikreis, be it Aleph, be it Beis, be it Gimel, be it Dal, be it Tezvav, be it Pachas, be it Yosef, never anything earlier than the 10th, and never anything after the 16th. And by the way, that's pretty much accepted halakha l'maaseh. This is a Yerushalmi that writes that if we can do it, just at the beginning of Kodesh Adar, take it down to Shulchan Aruch, take it down to Shulchan Aruch, Nam Shushas Pachach, you can even do it earlier on. In any event, we read the Megillah on the 14th, and Chom Mimos, most likely Yoshua ben Nun, but there's an Achlok, and I'm writing the Chom Mimos after Zeresh, or Yoshua ben Nun, which behind that Achlok is a good question. After now we read on the 15th, and so Walter, the time of Yoshua ben Nun, not after Zeresh, although it's Achlok, I'm writing, we pass in read on the 15th, and everyone's on the 14th. What's the 11th, 12th, and 13th? Everyone knows that's the famous situation of the people who read the Yom HaKanitza, the people who lived in small little villages, lived in the outskirts, they had no very little, no, whatever capability to read the Megillah on their own, presumably, or whatever the problem is, and therefore they used to come in to the city, to the marketplace. They used to come to the big towns on Mondays and Thursdays, and therefore they're allowed to read on the Monday and Thursday preceding Purim, which is called the Yom HaKanitza. That's a whole larger question. Did they read for themselves? Did a Yud Dalet person read for them? Did they read for themselves? Did they read on in the town? Did they read in the kibar? It's a major, we should have discussed this and how exactly that works. Major question, they showed them what they did the night before. In other words, if they were at home. A good question also. Okay, in any event, so the Gemara is looking for some type of a remez or some type of allusion that you can even read the Megillah on the 11th, 12th, or 13th. So the Gemara then says, by the Pasuk, it says, Bizmanehem. We learn out, not, it doesn't say Zman, it doesn't say Zmanam, it says Zmanehem, which sounds like not just an extra time, but to include two extra days. That's the Gemara, the Russian Gemara makes. Includes, you know, correct time, but two extra days. The Gemara says, what extra days are they? The 11th and the 12th. The Gemara says, why did you choose the 11th and the 12th? Why did you choose the 12th and the 13th? The Gemara responds, the 13th is unnecessary, you don't need to say it. Why? Because it's Zman Kihila Lakol Hi. It's a time for a gathering, a time for assembling. It's Zman Kihila Lakol Hi. The question is, what the heck does that mean? What do you gain by that? So Rashi writes, Hakol Nikalu Linoke Me'aybehem, Be'e B'shushem, Be'e B'shar Makomis, Kimo Shekot, the paper. Tokachlo, Tarach Kral Rabuyishi, Ro'oi Likro, the Iker Hanes Hayavav. Since the Iker Hanes is on the 13th, they gathered for military reasons, they gathered to fight themselves, they gathered to fight against the enemies, rather. They gathered for military purposes, and therefore the 13th does need a pasuk. However, there are other Rishonim, I think I still support the name Tamzin, that what it means is man kihilu lakol hi, meant they gathered for the Titus anyway. The question is, why should that allow one to read on the 13th? Rashi, some I can understand, since Iker Hanes is really on the 13th, maybe be a svara, you would need a pasuk if you're extending it to extend it to the 13th anyway. However, just because it's Titus Esther, what's the connection? The theory is, in the Salvation Development, that maybe Titus Esther is a fundamentally different type of Titus than all the other ones. If you notice, one of the other four taniyot, all in commemoration of the Beis HaMikdash, carbon bias. No longer have Tishah B'Av, Shavuot Matam, or even so, Gedalia and Sarbat Tevis, those are also, maybe some point we'll discuss them in their own, you know, context. But those, well, the other four taniyot are all about Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk, you know, in Zechariah, Tzom HaRaviv, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom Shviv, it's all Hasiri, they're all going to turn out to be wonderful, positive days, you know, days of Sine Simcha, Shalom, etc., etc., because those are all commemoration of Beis HaMikdash. If the Shem Yivani Beis HaMikdash, we're no longer the fast one. However, Tiny Sessions seems to be much different. Tiny Sessions is not about the Beis HaMikdash. The question is, I guess, what is it about and how does it operate? You know, Salvechik suggested it could be Tiny Sessions.
Esther, again, the new theory would be Tainus Esther is almost a setup for Purim. It's so much connected to Purim Yidden Tzukos. The 11th and 12th, you need Tzukos. The 13th, you don't need Tzukos because it's almost one of the days of Purim. It's a setup for Purim. It's a prerequisite to Purim. It's connected to Purim. In other words, in Hashkafa, in Svara, if you want to understand the way the Jews celebrated on Purim, you have to understand the potential threat the day before Purim. If you want to understand the triumph of victory and how wonderful it was that Jews won the military war, you have to understand the potential threat, you know, the how close they were to defeat, and therefore it could be Tainus Esther is not just an independent day of itself, which is commemorating sad things or potential destruction, etc., etc., but rather it's much more linked, it's inherently connected to Purim. And if that's the case, potentially, the Tainus is not a standard Tainus, I don't want to call it Tainus Shel Simcha, but there's a much more, you know, there's a, the light is, at the end of the tunnel, is seen much more clearly, much more directly than the other four Tainus. If that's correct, maybe we can begin to explain some of these theories over here. According to the other Rishonim, why is Tainus Esther that you can read the Megillah? The answer is because it's almost one of the days of Purim. It's linked to the days of Purim. Maybe it isn't one of the days of Purim. It's not real Purim, obviously, but in other words, it's much more connected to Purim than any other day in the world. If that's really correct, you can understand potentially why you'd be more Megel, like the Rama writes, when it comes to Tainus Esther and other Tainios, because the other Tainios are full-fledged, bona fide Chovos. Tainus Hayom to Mashenkin over here, to Tainus Shel Simcha, will be a lot more Megel with it, because the goal is to prepare for Purim, but ultimately, one, we could be a lot more Megel. Let's just develop this theory a little bit further. To how much is Tainus Esther linked to Purim is unbelievably important, and I think it's well known. Shitas HaGaonim, the Gaonim is found in the Otzer HaGaonim, Os Lamed He, if I'm not mistaken, where the Gaonim believe that other Aleph, you have to fast on Tainus Esther even though there is no Purim. What's the important conclusion to draw from there? It's totally disconnected from Purim, and Chorah, the reason why most Rishonim would disagree is maybe for a technical reason about the nature of other Rishonim versus other Shemim. One could argue, in other words, is other Rishonim really an other? Or is it kind of like Shvat Beis, we just call it other? How much is other, you know, and there's all sorts of nafkamin, it's Lagabe Yard sites, you know, and Lagabe Bar Mitzvah, all sorts of halachic dates in terms of the status of other Rishonim. It could be, you know, we pass them. The reason why we don't follow the Shitas HaGaonim may not be because we hold other Rishonim as not a bona fide other. Alternatively, one can argue we paskin not like these Gaonim because we believe Tainus Esther only exists a day before Purim. And that may further support the Salvation theory that Tainus Esther is, the Machlokas is a. The Gaonim is a wild Shita, but it really shows how disconnected Tainus Esther is from Purim that it's just another date on the calendar. One can argue about the nature of Adar, one can argue about that they're linked, and again, how much linked are they is not so clear, but they're definitely linked enough that we have. That when we follow that, there is no Tainus Esther on the 13th. It should be worthwhile just to know briefly, there's a Ran, who quotes Rishon, the Ran has that it could be even supposed to be the Sudas Purim on the 14th of other Rishon. You wouldn't read the Megillah then, but you would, what's it called? You would do the Sudas Purim, which is interesting. It's probably a larger, broader sugya which exists in the section of Gilan Daf, above the base, is that right? No, yeah, above the base over here. As to whether or not, you know, Ein Bein Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, one exists by both others, whereas it's not by both others, it's a sugya on above the base. You know, do you read Megillah the first other, the second other, what about all the four mitzvahs over here? In any event, there's a larger question as to which Kodesh is which, but Lechor, from our theory, you see that Gaonim is totally against Shabbat Salvation theory. It's, you know, one extreme of the spectrum. There's so much disconnected Yud Gimel from Yud Dalet that Yud Gimel could, you know, Tainus Esther could take place in other Rishon. While there's no permanent other Rishon, alternatively, one can argue they're much more linked, much more connected to the point where, you know, it's not much a preparation for Purim. It's a different type of Tainus, the Tainus Shel Simcha. Quickly, and then I'll just one or two more clues and finish up. Yeah. What? Presumably, yeah.
I guess one could argue, according to the Gaonim, there may be two different dates for that. I assume the point is that the way the conclusion I was trying to draw, pull out of the sheet beside Gaonim, was that Tainus Esther is a date on the calendar, not the day before Purim. No, it's both. That's a great question.
No,
I don't know. In other words, it's a good question. Let's say, according to the Gaonim, again, we don't follow the Gaonim, if your Gimel other Rishon fell out on Shabbos, so what would you do? So according to the Magen Mishnah, look how you do it when?
Sunday.
It could be, and this is where my salvation is on the theory, we'll get to it now and see how it plays out over there. But Salvechik wanted to suggest that maybe the argument of Lagdume Peronius, Lo Magdima, whatever the Lashon is, that was it. You might have been on that day with the Lashon. Lagdume Peronius, Lo Magdimi, that we don't push forward Peronius, so that could apply to all other of the four Tainios. In other words, Tisha B'Av and Tzom Gedalia and Shavuot Teves and Shavuot Matamis, those days are negative, they're Peronios, they're intrinsically bad days, so of course we don't push them forward. However, Tainus Esther, maybe one can argue, not technically like the Magid Mishnah does, but rather much more fundamentally, the problem of being mapped in Peronios doesn't apply to Tainus Esther, arguably because it's not a Yom Peronius, it's not a negative day, it's a positive day, it's true, we're fasting, but it's not a negative day, it's a simcha, I know what it is, but it's a positive day. If this is correct, so again, this would be very well with Arach Hakira, how much, I guess with the two Hakira we're dealing with over here, one is Tainus Esther the same old day like every other fast, or is it fundamentally different? And B, how much length is it to Purim? And that would be the two criteria, not independent, just connected. If it's an independent daily calendar, it would be like any other thing. If it's linked to Purim, then potentially what? It would be, I'm sorry, if it's Yom Tov Simcha, because it's linked to Purim. Again, according to the Gaonim, I'm not even sure you can discuss an after meaning, because I can't imagine the Gaonim would have learned, in other words, the salvation, using the Gaonim to show contrast to his new theory. But Louis Tzir, there'd be a tightness of, on the 13th, if you're an Afghimini case, it may still be an Afghimini. Theoretically, I can imagine being, if he was banned from the 13th, assuming a salvation would even be open again, would he even extend his theory over to the second one? Would you push the ban? Would you push it to Sunday? Lachar, according to the Magen Mishnah, would you push it? Certainly the Thursday. I'm sorry, certainly you push it to Sunday. But maybe one could argue that, not shy to call the Yom Peronius, you push it up to Thursday again. I'm not sure you could use the Rav Soloveitchik theory for the Gaonim, because it could be the Gaonim fundamentally hold that it's the same as every other fast day. In other words, I'm intuitively linked up the Magen Mishnah to the Gaonim along the same line of reasoning as Soloveitchik, the other line of reasoning, but Louis Tzir carried over, potentially be an afternoon over there as well. In any event, if this is all true, so potentially this could explain, I think we explained everything, right? I think so. One last on the Kuda. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Tainus Perakei Halacha, you test the following thing. He writes like this. Kol hatzomos ha'ilu atidin libatel limot ha-Mashiach. All these fast days are going to not exist in Hamzim of HaMashiach. And he quotes, lo on el shem atidin liyot yom tov v'yom tzadkom v'simcha. There will be days of simcha. Shenem rekom ha'ashem tzadkom. Tzom ha-revi, v'tzom ha-chamishi, v'tzom ha-shvi, v'tzom ha-siri, yelo v'esi, yelo tzadkom v'simcha. Lemod and Tovim, V'ha'emes, V'ha'shalom, Kav. In other words, we will no longer be fasting on these days because there will be positive days in the future. What question could one ask? What? What about Tainus Esther? Now, on one hand, he says, Kol Hatsomo Ha'eli, which sounds like everything. On the other hand, he quotes the passage from Zechariah, which indicates that there are only four. So what could you do? If I'm not mistaken, I saw the name of the Frisco Rav. I didn't see the name of it. I heard it. I heard the name of it. think someone mentioned in the name of the Brisker Rav that the Moshe Karagin, which was not mistaken, Karagin's brother, that the name of the Brisker Rav, that it's only referring to the 4 days, like the Pasuk says. However, Tainus Etzim may even exist in Imas HaMashiach. He brought a shtickle raya to that, because the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Megillah, and the Rambam put Hilchos Megillah with Hanukkah, which is surprising for a few reasons. Number one is, what are they doing together? Not surprising, but worthwhile to think about. No worry. What are they doing together? Additionally, he called it Megillah versus Hanukkah. If he wanted to make a perfect parallel, he would call it either Megillah and Neros Hanukkah or Purim and Hanukkah. And it was interesting in terms of, I guess, the centrality that Megillah has for Purim, that Neros Hanukkah doesn't have for Hanukkah. Okay, that's another point. Then the Rambam writes in Parag Beis Halacha Yuches, Kol Sifrei HaNeviim V'Kol HaKesuv Matzidin Libatel. Matzidin Libatel Limos HaMashiach Chutz Megillah Vesta V'Harihi Kayemes K'Hamisha Chumshei Torah U'Kehalacha Shal Torah Shal Peh She'enam B'Telem Leol. This is a shocking Rambam as far as we saw it. Exactly what the Rambam and the Yishamu got from the Tachos. The Rambam writes about the same Tachos and that's right now, that all the Nevi'im will no longer, will be Batel and Yimach HaMashiach. And the writer says, if the Batel just means we won't read them. Okay. And then I'll ask a question. We have to think of a separate Torah, except for Megillah and Torah Shabbat. We have to think of the Chorah and Tzara, see Batel, Shnever, Kinesh, Chorah, Tzara, Tzara, Shun, Kinesh, Tzara, May, Night. Even though all the days will be, you know, the days of Tzara will be Batel, Yibei HaPurim lo Yibadu, Shnever, Yibei HaPurim HaEle lo Yavu, Bitoch HaYudim, Zichrav, Lo Yosef Nizaram, the Yimei HaPurim will not be. Why does it say Yimei HaPurim? What's it referring to? So it's at least referring to the 14th and the 15th, presumably. The Brisker Rav thought maybe that maybe Yom HaPurim could even alone be referring to the 14th and 15th. And Yimei HaPurim may even include the 13th, especially based upon the Rambam and the Hilchos Taanit, that it's not a seemingly Batel. Again, whether or not we bought something from Mashiach may depend upon our question. Purim is definitely not Batel. Is Tainus Esther another one of these fast days? Just not alluded to in the Pasuk in Zechariah. Right? Technical reasons, after all, Zechariah was probably the same time, maybe a little before the movement, though. Same time. Maybe, you know, this Tainus picked up later on. Of course, the Pasuk wasn't going to be too, you know, for example. Just not referring to the four tiny oaths because, again, technically it's indentured, but of course it wouldn't get that potential to be another Kamina to this nature of Tainus Esther. Okay, let's stop here.